Rabami. So Yitzchak Nafkan now asked the kasha back to Rabami. Rabami said Yadavka has to have the power. That means the second Kohen Gadol has to make a mushchita. He has to have his power. So that the kasha, the pasuk says, "Vohitzi yes kol ha-power." It says, "Take out the whole power." And it's talking about there after you made the shchita and the zrika. It's talking about burning the power. So you see, just the Yivorim, after it's dead already, the Torah calls it a power. It says, "Take out the power." So Rashi, "Vohitzi yes kol ha-power." Al maliach ha-shchita par korlei. It's still called the power. The Torah calls it, "Take out the power here." So my answer is no. It just means sheyitzi yes kulei. Like Rashi says, "Tirutzu." This is a terrorist kolemar. Love the ikri par, not that the Torah is calling it still a par after the shchita. Elochikom, this is what it means to say. Yoitzi as kol ha-nishim imenu. Everything that's left over from this par, you have to take outside and burn it. But not that the Torah really means to call like a live, like a par. It just means the leftovers of it, you should take out to burn. For the Margur, but there's another pasuk though. There's a pasuk in Achri Mois by the parsha of Yom Kippur that says, V'eis par hachatis, V'eis ir hachatis. The Torah says, take out the meats of the parachatas and sirachatas and burn it outside. So it's talking about after you made the shechita ready, and after you made this rikas adam, now you have to take the leftover the meat and burn it outside. So the Torah calls it v'yeis parachatas. So you see, a dead animal is still called par. So it's a riot, lav davka when it's alive. Even when the animal is dead, it's still called a par. So Rashi, v'yeis parachatas. Kushu, this is another kasha. V'yoksiv, the pasuk says in v'yikrat hazayin, v'yeis parachatas gabi yomakipurim. The apostle is talking about after the Kohen Gadol already made this Rika in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. After you made this Rika, now you have to take all the leftover meats and burn it outside. So you see, the Torah calls the meats of the Korban also a par. So Gemara answers like this. There's the skin of the animal and the meat and the junk, the fats of the inside. That's pshita the kuliyal malay pligi, that it's called par. Avada, a par doesn't mean dafka when it's alive. Even when it's dead, the meat of the animal avad was also called the par. Now, keep pligi, where's al machlokes before? Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yitzchak, Kenegad Rabami, where was al machlokes before? The dam. The machlokes is by the dam, the blood of the animal. Ma sava, one sheet holds that dam mikri par, even the dam of the animal is also called the par. So male, if the first Kohen Gadol made the shchita, as long as you still have the dam left over to make the zrika of the dam, that's also enough for the second Kohen Gadol. That's called the par. Omar Sov, Rav Chanina holds no. Dam la yikri par. If you only have the blood, you're only taking the blood into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Torah calls it a par. A par means it has to be your animal. And it's not enough just to have the blood. So the Pesukim before the talk about burning the meat of the korban, pshita, that's still called the par. The goof of the animal, that's called the par. Here it's the blood is not called the goof of the animal. Satsna Machlokes is the blood of the animal, also still called the par, still called the animal. Or no, it's only called the dam, it's not called the par. Therefore the Kohen Gadol, the second one has to bring a new par. Rashi says, Bioru boso perish, heichod the mishtoi kro, the gufa par. When the pasuk is talking about the guf, the animal, the meat of the animal, sha'oiro your boso perish, kulam yachin, it's like one thing. That's the guf of the animal, kiosim kuliam, the pligi the mikri par. Everybody holds that's called the animal. Ki pligi, where's al machlekis? By the Yom Kippur, by the Kohen Gadol, legave bias pnim. When the Kohen Gadol goes inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, she'enei machnis shom ela hadam. The only thing the Kohen Gadol brings in is only the dam. So the shaila is that also called the par. The Torah says you have to come in with the par. So what does the par mean? Is it enough to say you're using the blood of the animal? Or no, the par means you have to make the shchita on the animal also. It has to be your par completely. Gemara says, Omer Avashi, Mistabro Kamandi Yoma Dam Ikri Par. I'll bring your raya to Rav Yitzchak Nafcho and to Rav Shlokish that they hold yes, the dam, the blood of the korban, that's called the par. There on Yom Kippur, where the first Kohen Gadol made the shchita of the par, and then after that he died. When the second Kohen Gadol takes over, he doesn't have to have a new shchita. It's enough to use that blood and bring it in. That's called he's bringing in a power. As long as he has the blood here. What's the raya? The asid, because the pasuk says, "V'zois yovoi Aaron el hakodesh." With this, Aaron comes in on Yom Kippur to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The pasuk says, "Bepar ben boker." He comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with a par ben boker, with an ox. Now the kasher is, Otto bekarne mailele. Does it mean literally? Does he come in with the axe? Does he come in with the horns? Does he hold the animal and bring it to Kodesh HaKadoshim? He doesn't come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the animal. Ela b'domoy. Avad, he makes the shechit there outside, and then he puts it into the Mizrach, and he only takes in the kli, he only takes in the dam into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And still the Pasuk says, v'zois yovei aron el HaKodesh v'par, v'kor le par, and the Torah calls it a par. So here you see, when you just come in with the dam itself, the blood itself is called the par. So you have enough on the right here that the taitcha of par, the blood is also called par. So therefore what's the svar if the first Kohen Gadol dies? After the Shechita, the second Kohen Gadol could use that blood. As long as the blood is still here, that's called Bepar. So the Marvi Idur, how does Rabbi Chanina answer this? Rabbi Chanina says no, Bepar means the Par Mamish. So the Kasher is that now you don't come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Par. And the Torah says, V'zois Yov Yaron El Kodesh Bepar. So the Marvi says, V'ma Huchshar Aaron Lovi El HaKodesh Bepar Ben Boko Lachatis. The Pasuk is not saying Mamish what he comes inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim with. The Pasuk is only saying, with what is he hukshar? What things does he have to do in order to make him to be able to come into Kodesh HaKadoshim? So first the Kohen Gadol has to do outside and make a shechita. He has to have his par mamish and make the shechita outside. And when he makes the par, that's what hukshar him. Later, when he has the blood, he'll bring the dam inside. But avada, the par means the par mamish. Like Rashi says, what should the Kohen Gadol do? Kidei she'e rishoyi likonis. In order to make him able to be able to come into Kodesh HaKadoshim, is Yovei Par Chai Lazara. He has to first take his special par, the one that's alive, bring it into the Azara. The Yasu Avoidish Shabinyan. And do the Avoidish means make the Shechita there, make the Kabbalah there. And then bring the Dam inside. So that's what the Pasuk means. Bezois Yovei Aron El Kodesh Bepar Ben Boker. It doesn't mean Mamish bring the par inside, but it means Mamish the par. So it means you first do the Dinim of the par outside. And then you'll finish off to be able to come inside with the blood. But avada, the word par means the animal literally. And it's not enough just to have the dam. It has to be your shechita on the par mamish. For the Gemara, good. A new kasha now. For tepid lay, have a kasha now on the shlokish. Have a kasha now on Yitzchak Nafcha. All these man the yomim that want to say that when the first Kohen Gadol dies, after he made the shechita, the lochur is the second Kohen Gadol could still use that blood. As long as the second Kohen Gadol brings in the dam is also called the par. So good, maybe that's true. Maybe blood is called the par. But I have a new kasha now. For the Gemara of a Tepik Lehi, there should be another chesaron here. The chate shemeso balehi. The chur, this is called the chate shemeso balehi. This par is called the chatis. The Kohen Gadol had to bring a chatis on Yom Kippur. Now, when the first Kohen Gadol died, it has a loch of a chate shemeso balehi. If the owner of the chatis dies, so the locher is, there's a new halach l'moshe m'Sinai that animal has to die. It's l'misa's law. So how could the second Kohen Gadol use that chatas to take the dam into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The din of that chatas is to be die now. You have to lock it up in a room and starve it to death. That's why we kill it. So how could you say the second Kohen Gadol could use it? The Chur should have the halach of a chatas shemesa balea, so that's halach l'moshe m'Sinai, that there are five different chatoyas to go l'misa, and this is one of them. A chatas shemesa balea. So my answer is, Omalei Ravin Baravada l'Ravam, that Amri Talmidcha, your Talmud said over, that Omer Rav Amram, in the name of Rav Amram, like this, that chatas tziburhi, for loy l'misa azla, not that there's such halach l'moshe m'Sinai, that when you have a korban chatas, if the owner of it dies, that the behema has to go to Misa, that's only if it's korban yochid. Mashenken, by a korban tzibur, that's not the klal. By a korban tzibur, we say even if the bialim dies, or pashu the svaris, it's not shach the bialim to die. Because by tzibur never dies, there's always somebody alive. So since this korban applies to the tzibur, the chur is always somebody alive, there's no halach of l'misa azla. So Khuris wants to be mechadish that the par that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur, it's not considered a par shal yochid. Not only his par, it's considered a partial tzibur. And since it's being mechaper on the otak hanim also, that's still called a partial tzibur. So since it's called a partial tzibur, even though the first Kohen Gadol dies, you're still allowed to use the par. So therefore, if the lach of par means even the blood, the second Kohen Gadol could use the blood. The Rashi says, chate tziburhi, hoyuvi olov yalach of akhanim bo. This par doesn't only come for the Kohen Gadol, it comes for the other brothers, the other kahanim also. The Pasuk says, V'chipa ba'adoi uvad beisoi. So it comes for all the other kohanim, therefore it's considered like a korban tzibur. The Tanan, we learned like this. Omaloi Rav Meir, Rav Meir said like this. V'haloi par yom kippurim. You have a case of a chur to have a minu, this is called like a korban yochid. you have a par that the Kohen Gadol brings in Yom Kippur. Hu adin v'chavite Kohen Gadol. That's the special mincha the Kohen Gadol brings every single day. O Pesach, you have a Korban Pesach, the Korban Yochidu. The Chura, these are called the Korban Yochid. It's only the Kohen Gadol bring in his par and bring in the chavitim. And the Korban Pesach, everybody brings their own Korban Pesach. So it's called the Korban Yochid. And still the klal is, v'doiches ha-Shabbos. If Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. And the Kohen Gadol could bring his chavitim on Shabbos, or the par Shem Kippur comes even on Shabbos. V'yes ha-Tumah. Who adin if the Korban is Tomei, you're allowed to bring it. So that's what Rav Meir answers back. So the Chur answers back to Chomim, Mashma the Chom hold not like that. Lav mechla v'ikul amad diyom of the tzibur. So that's a raya. The Chur Rav Meir is saying that the parasha Yom Kippur is called the Shal Yochid. Mashma the Tanakama held no, it's called the Korban Tzibur. So we're bringing a raya that the Kohen Gadol's power on Yom Kippur, there is a man diyom that calls the Korban Tzibur. For the Gemara, no, that's not the pshat over here. All the time, if you want to tell me like that, what do you do about the Sefer? Diktoni says in the Sefer like this. Omala Reb Yaakov. Reb Yaakov also said back to the Tanakhama. We'll soon explain exactly what Reb Yaakov and what Reb Meir was talking about. But the Sefer is like this. That Omala Reb Yaakov. Vahaloi par helem dover. You have a case of a par helem dover. That means if the Bezdin Paskin for Klal Yisrael, that they're allowed to eat a certain type of a chalev, they made a mistake, and the grove tzibur ate this chalev, and later we found out it was real chalev, so it's called the par helem dover. They have to bring a korban for the chet that they did, a special korban, a par helem dover, that they forgot that it was usher, and they said it was mutter to eat it. Shel tzibur. Hu adinu siri avodes kechavim. You have the seer, if the tzibur does the chet of avodes zorah, they have to bring a special seer for avodes zorah. Hu adin v'chagiga. Who are then on every yom? If you bring a korban chagiga, the korban tzibur, that these korbanis are called the korban tzibur. It's talking about the whole tzibur did the chet of helam dover, or the whole tzibur did the chet of avodah zarah. They have to bring the korban. Why a chagiga is called the korban tzibur? We'll soon see later. The chura chagiga, everybody brought his own special korban chagiga in order to have meat teat on yom tovim. So we'll see why it's called the korban tzibur. But I call upon him, these three things are called the korban tzibur. And Rabbi Yaakov said, "V'yein doich leis a Shabbos, and these korbanos are not doich a Shabbos. A seer of a kachavim, or this par helam dover, even though it's brought for the whole tzibur, you're not allowed to bring it on Shabbos. V'lo yes a tumah. Let's say the korban is tumah, or the korban is tamei, you're not allowed to bring it. So that's what Rabbi Yaakov said back to the Tanakama. So you want to tell me, mechlau dikol aman diyom it's mashma Tanakama holds not like that. That the yochid. You want to tell me the Tanakama holds that these korbanos of the avodas kechavim and of the par helam dover is called sheyochid, like it can't be. Here pshita with shel tzibur. We're talking about the whole tzibur did the chet of avodah zarah, or the whole tzibur did the chet of a par helam dover. So for sure it's called the korban tzibur. So what's the pshat that Rabbi Yaakov is talking to the Tanakama? So the pshat is like this. Ela la Tanakama koma hadalei. The both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yaakov is talking back to the Tanakama. As you want to say, there's no raya from here. Avada could be everybody holds that the parasha Yom Kippur is called the korban yochid. Nobody holds it's called the korban tzibur here. So the shaila is like this: the shomne the komar. They both heard over from the Tanakam. Ella Tanakama koma hadalei. That both Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Meir was talking back to the Tanakama. The Shmiya the Komar. They heard over the Tanakama said a klal like this. This was the Tanakama's klal. That Korban Tziba Doichas Shabbos. Every Korban Tziba there is a lochriz, you're even allowed to bring it on Shabbos. V'yes HaTuma. Who adin if the Bailim or the Kanim or the Behemoth is Tomei, you're allowed to bring it, as long as it's a Korban Tziba. Mashenken the Korban Yochid, anytime it's a Korban only brought for a private person, then the klal is Ein the Doichas Shabbos. You're not allowed to bring your korban on Shabbos. V'lo yes atuma. If the kohen is tamei or the behem is tamei, you're not allowed to bring it. That's what the Tanakama said. A klal like this. Now, Amalei Reb Meir. Reb Meir had a kasha to the Tanakama like this. Korban yochid klalu. Is that true? A klal that every single korban yochid cannot be doich Shabbos. I'll bring you right not like that. V'haloi par yom kippurim. You have the case of the par that the kohen gadol brings in Yom Kippur. The chavite kohen gadol. And the special mincha the Kohen Gadol brings every single day, the special chavitim he brings even on Shabbos. Hu adinu Pesach. The whole Klal Yisrael brings the korban Pesach, the korban yochidu. Everybody brings their own private korban. The doichin es haShabbos. The locher is these three korbanos. The par Yom Kippur, even if Kippur comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring it. And the chavite Kohen Gadol he brings even on Shabbos. And the korban Pesach, even if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you bring the korban Pesach. V'yasatum, it's also derech tumah. That was where Meir's kasha back to the Tanakama. That how could you say a klal? Every korban yochid is not derech Shabbos. These three korban yochid are derech Shabbos. But avad, everybody's maskim, these three cases are a case of a korban yochid. Like nobody holds the parashah Yom Kippur is called the korban shel tibur. So that's what Meir meant to ask. Now, v'yomula Reb Yaakov meant to ask like this back to the Tanakama. The Tanakama said a klal that korban tibur is also always derech Shabbos. So yes, the Pekasha back, Lolohu, is that true? That every Korban Tzibur is Deuch HaShabbos? V'aloi par helam dover, shel Tzibur. You'll have a case where Rover the Tzibur did this chet, they ate chelev, because the Bezin Paskin was mutter. So they have to bring now a Korban Tzibur called par helam dover. I'll tell you, Siri Avodas Kechovim, in a case where Rover the Tzibur did the Aveir of Avodah Zorah. So they have to bring a Korban Tzibur now, a Siri Avodas Kechovim, the Chagiga. Who are then on every yom to be bringing a korban chagiga? The korban tzibur. These things are called the korban tzibur. Still, the klal is the ein doichin lo yesa shabbos lo yesa tumah. You don't have a right to bring these korbanos on Shabbos, and not if you're tummy or the kohen is tummy. So you see, your klal is wrong. You can't stop say klal. Every single korban tzibur is doich Shabbos. Elo, what you have to answer back is like this: no ket high klal lebiyotcha. This is the true klal. This is the general rule. That kol shazmanai kavua doiches a Shabbos v'esatuma. It depends if the Torah is set at a specific time when you have to do it. If it's a zman kavua when it has to be brought, then we say even if that time comes in on Shabbos, still it's doicha. And who adin is doicha tumah also, like a korban pesach. The Torah says on Yud Dalet Benisin, you have to bring the korban pesach. The Torah says the par shel Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol has to bring it on Yom Kippur. Even though if Yud Tishrei comes out on Shabbos, you have to bring it. The Chavite Kohen Gadol is brought every single day. Even if it's Shabbos, still you have to bring it. And the word then is Deicha to Tumah. Afilu biyochid. Even if it's a Korban Yochid, that's the klal. Now, the Chol Shein Zmani Kavua, any type of a Korban that there's no special time when you have to bring it, then we say, Ein the Deicha Loyas a Shabbos, Loyas a Tumah. It's Taika not Deicha Shabbos or Tumah, V'afilu b'tzibur. Even if it's a Korban Tzibur, like this Par Helam Dover, or the Sira Avodas Kechovim, or as the Chagiga. True, the Tzibur has to bring it, but since the Torah didn't say which time you have to bring it, don't bring it on Shabbos, bring it on Sunday, Monday. But since there's no special time when you have to bring it, Havad does not do it on Shabbos. But I call upon we're back to original Kasha, that nobody holds the Kura that this power of Yom Kippur is called the power Shal Tzibur. The Kura is only called the power Shal Yochid. It's the Kohen Gadol's own power. So we're back to the original Kasha. If it's the Kohen Gadol's own power, so when the first Kohen Gadol dies, the Kura should have a look of a chata shemesa balehel, that pshit that the second Kohen Gadol can't use it. So why do you say, why does someone the Rosh Lakish say, the second Kohen Gadol could use it? The Kura should be possible, the Kura should be called a chata shemesa balehel. So more says like this, Eisva Yabaya. Yabaya asked a kasha like this. Upar v'soyesh yom ha-kippurim. She'ovdu. Let's say that the Kohen Gadol has the power on the soyesh yom ha-kippurim. They got lost. V'hifresh acherim tachtayim. And the Yomafresh, the second one, instead of the first one. And then they found the first one. The Locher is Kulam Yimoysu. They all have to die. V'chein Siri Avodis Kechovim. The same thing, the Soyra of Avodis Kechovim, the same Halacha. She'ovdu, that they first they set aside the Korban Soyra for the Avodis Kechovim. They did the Chet of Avodis Zora. And then it got lost. V'ifresh Acherim Tachtayim. And they set aside a second Korban for it. And then they found the first one. The Locher is Kulam Yimoysu. That's the loch of a chata shemesu balehom, or a chata sheovdu. If you lost the chata and made a second one, that's also part of the loch of Moshe Sinai. That it goes lemisa oslo. Divrei Reb Yehuda, this is Reb Yehuda Shita. For Reb Elezer, Reb Shimon, Oimrim, they say no. Yiru achis tovu. This does not have the loch of a chata shemesu balehom, or sheovdu. Therefore, you don't have to let it die. Just let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum. V'yimachru, and then you'll sell it when it comes to balmum. V'yiplu demein l'nedova, and the money of it goes l'nedova. Why do they say shein chatis si b'mesa? Because they say the klal is true, even though regular chatis said it got lost. It goes l'misa, but that's only a chatis shol yochid. But a chatis shol tzibur, if it gets lost, you don't have to kill it. So the Khuri is answering this back. The Khuri is a good raya now that a chatis shol tzibur even goes on the par shol yom kippur. But that was the first part of the braisa. That par v'soyesh yom ha-kippurim. And you see it's a machlokes. The one man the yom says it's not lemisa, but it's yimachru, you could sell it. Why? Because he calls it a par shel tzibur. So Yizchur, you see the par that Kohen Gadol brings in Yom Kippur is called a par shel tzibur. Omalei answered back, no. My par helam dobo shel tzibur. That's the machlokes whether he has to go to Misr or not, is only the machlokes by the par shall hell him davar shel tzibur. That for sure is called the korban tzibur. That's the case where the tzibur did the cheti of the avera, and they have to bring korban tzibur together. There it's the machlokes. Ma'ashenke ben Yom Kippur, it's for sure only a korban yochid, and for sure it's only l'misr azlo. For the Gemara, no. V'ashoy Yom Kippurim ketoni. It says clearly in the Braisa that par v'soyosh Yom Kippurim. That even that is a man, the Amri Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shimon say, it's not Lemis Ozlo, because they hold it's called the Korban Sibur. So Mora says again, no. Ki Ketoni Yad Soyer. When do they say that the par of Yom Kippur is not Lemisan, only the Soyer? The Soyer for sure is the Korban Sibur. But the par, which is the Kohen Gadol's own Korban, they hold that's called the Korban Yochid, and Pshita for sure has to go Lemis Ozlo. For the Gemara, no. But Tanya says clearly, Gemara and Temura, that par shall Yom Kippurim. The special par that the Kohen Gadol brings for himself, his own par, the soyer Yom Kippurim, and the soyer that the Kohen Gadol brings for the tzibur, sha'ovdu, let's say he got lost on Yom Kippur, v'ifr shacherim tachtayim, and they set aside another soyer, another par for the korban, in halacha kulam yimoisu, they hold it has to die. So this plan the Yomei Nechnami hold is called the korban yochid, and achatis shemesu or sha'ovdu is lamisa. Divrei Reb Yehuda, that's what Reb Yehuda says. Aber again, Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shimon Oimrim, Yiruachi Stavu, V'yemach of Yipul Demel and Adava. Why? Shein Chat the Siba Mesa. Because again, they say no, this power. Yet again, we have Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shimon Oimrim, that Yiruachi Stavu, V'yemach of Yipul Demel and Adava. Shein Chat the Siba Mesa. So we have again a man the Yoma that calls this par the par of Yom Kippur or Shel the Kohen Gadol a par Shel Tibur. So Gemara says no. Don't loitei Moshein Chat the Siba Mesa. Don't say the svar of Reb Shimon and Reb Lezer is that they hold this par from the Kohen Gadol is called the par Shel Tibur, because that's not, because the Meisif Iker belongs to the Kohen Gadol. But say like this, Eleimo Shein Chat is Hashutfin Mesa. The pshat is not called a Korban Tibur. It's not for the whole Tziva Kla Yisrael, it's taka for the Kohen Gadol, and for the brothers, the Kohanim. That's a new pshat that's called the Korban Shutvis, that belongs to a few people. And even a Korban Shutvis also does not have the loch of Chata Shemesa Baleo. So that's another teretz. That's true. There is a mandioma that says that the Chatis that belongs, this par, that belongs to the Kohen Gadol, since it's not only for him, it's for his other brothers, it's considered like a Chatis Shel Shutvis, and therefore it's good why it's not Lemis Ozla. So the case that we have a teretz then, that Rish Lakish and Rav Yitzchak Nafcha says that the second Kohen Gadol could use the first one's par, either kasher is the chateh shemesa baleh. The teretz says no, this is called the chateh shel shutvis, and by chateh shel shutvis, also you don't have the gzeras akosif to say that it's lemis ozla. So for the Gemara though, my nafkamina, like what's a nafkamina if you're saying it's called the chateh shel tzibur, or if you're calling it a chateh shel shutvis? But like they're both good terutzim now. We gave an answer. This par that the Kohen Gadol brings, it's called Shel Shutvis, or it's called Shel Tzibur. Like, my Nafka Mina didn't like that word, that term of called Shel Tzibur, now you're calling it Shel Shutvis. But I call upon him, it has the same halacha, that this chatas, even though the first Kohen Gadol dies, you do not have to kill it. And the Gemara Enech Nami is teaching us halacha here. The Loi Maisi Kanim Par Barum is teaching us that this par shall, that the par that Kohen Gadol brings him Kippur, true, it's brought for who? It's brought for himself and all the other Kohanim. So it's brought for Kohanim. The Shaila is now, are Kohanim called a Tzibur? Like there's a man, the Yom and Huris, that say, one Shevet Echad, if a whole Shevet did a Chet, that's called a Tzibur. And they have to bring a par Helam Dover, that's called a Tzibur. He's teaching us now that Shevet Kuna is not called a cow. Only the other Shvatim are called the Tzibur, but not Kohanim. Kohanim are only called at most Shutvis, but not called the Tzibur. So the Nafka Mina, if the whole Shevet Kohuna does the Chet Helam Dover, they do not have to bring a Par Helam Dover. Like Rashi says, Tlei Maisi Kohanim Par Boi Ro, Kloima, the boy in Vade Modina de Matarzi, Ben Yikrichat Siba, Ben Yikrichat Shutvim. But that's the teretz over here. The reason why the second Kohen Gadol could use the first one's power, because this power is either Shel Shutvis or else it's Shel Tzibur. Therefore it's not Lemis Ozla. Ablo Nichale L'Rabba L'Kreisen Tzibur. But Rabba was very makbid not to call it a Chate Shel Tzibur. Why? Kadei Shlo Yomru Atamidim, Atamidim should not say a halacha like this. Shem Hoiru Bezdin, Shel Kohanim Labra Lachas Min HaMitzvos. Let's say the Bezdin of the Kohanim Paskin will not eat Chalev, and all the kanim when an etchelov now she mevina par helam dover. He want to tell me now that they have to bring this carbon tzibur par helam dover ke echod mikol ashvatim like any other shevet. The kaim alone shevet echad ikri kal. That the klal is any one of the yud bei shvatim. If the whole shevet does a chet, that's also called a tzibur. Of the chiddush is though kahanim vaday lav ikri kal. Eloisin shenotlo nachlo. Who's called the kal? Only shvatim that received the nachlo a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And since Shevet Kuna, Shevet Levi did not receive a nachla in Eretz Yisrael, they're not called a kahal. So that's why it's very makpid to say that Teretz is not that this par the Kohen Gadol brings is called the parash of Tzibur because it's brought for all the other kahanim. Because the kahanim are not called the Tzibur. They're only considered like a yochid. But the reason why this chattis, when the first Kohen Gadol dies, does not go to Misa is because it's called shutvis. It's called all the kahanim have an equal shutvis in it. That's why it doesn't have a loch of a chata shemesav alehem. But not that it's called shal tzibur, neger to the loch of a par helam dover. Toshima, come on, bring your raya now. So while we could have a teres nerds, we could have a teres that it's good Reb Yitzchok and Reb Shlokish, that when the first kohen gadol dies, the second kohen gadol could use that par because it's called a par shal shutvis, and a par shal shutvis is not lemis ozla. You're allowed to continue doing the avoid of that par. The only shaila is the Torah says you have to come in bepar. What does par mean? Does par mean you have to have the animal, you are shechiter on the animal, or it's enough just to come in with the blood of the animal so the second kohen gadol could use the blood from the par? Toshima, come and bring it right now. Devoye Rebbe Elazar.